With Holdren contributing, the book noted, a program of sterilizing women after their second or third child might be easier to implement than trying to sterilize men, and that compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing constitution if the population crisis became sufficiently severe to endanger the society. In 2009, during Senate confirmation hearings, Holdren tersely claimed that he had renounced such views. It should be pointed out that amid the Obama administration's efforts to impose centralized and universal Obamacare, John Holdren sits as the president's director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. As science czar, Holdren counsels the president on the role of science in public policy. This relationship has a certain Strangelovian undercurrent, given Holdren's enthusiasm for eugenicists and totalitarian methods of population management, notes internet blogger and radio host William Norman Grigg. G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, A History of the Federal Reserve System, has also voiced concern over Holdren's thoughts on martial law and depopulation. Noting Holdren's early mention of forced abortions and putting sterilization chemicals in the water supply in the 1970s book, Griffin stated that Holdren seemed to have advanced the idea of reducing the population by insidious means. He was not concerned with the ethical or freedom issues involved with these measures, only their practicality. Now we find this same man, an academic expert on population reduction, at the right hand of the President of the United States, Griffin notes. And he adds, remember, all of those who hold power in the governments of the world today, the self-styled globalists, are collectivists, and the guiding rule of collectivism is that individuals and minorities must be sacrificed, if necessary, for the greater good of the state or of society. Of course, those who rule will decide what the greater good is and who is to be sacrificed. This, of course, is the basic problem with population control. The idea of limiting the burgeoning Earth's population may appear desirable as the increasing number of humans, as well as their waste, continues placing a strain on the planet. The burning question is, who gets to decide which segments of the population must forego childbearing for the good of the majority? So far, it is the wealthy globalists who have taken the lead in supporting ways to hold down population growth through eugenics, drugs, and birth control measures.